hallelujah exercise. Take your Bibles out and turn to Psalm 84. That's where we're going to be this morning. Psalm 84. And as you're turning there, this morning in Sunday school, we were talking about the need to, when we come before God's Word, to not be forgetful hearers, but doers of the word, to not just read and then go our way. So I have a request of you this morning. As we read the word, and then as we pray, would you pray also? Would you pray that the Lord would speak to your heart? And would you also pray for me, that the Lord would speak through me? Can you do that? Because we don't want to just come before his word and then go away unchanged, do we? Let's read Psalm 84 together. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts, your tabernacles. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King, and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of him, or as one translation says, and whose heart is set on pilgrimage. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have given it to us to instruct us, to guide us, to teach us of you. We thank you that you've given us your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so we might have fellowship with you, that we aren't left orphans in this world, but that we have you to look to, that we have you to walk through this life with. Lord, I pray this morning that as we look into this passage of Scripture, that you would open it up, that you would teach us, that you would encourage our hearts, that you would challenge us through it by your Holy Spirit. And that when we go from here, that we would not go unchanged, but that we would go determined to walk with you in faith. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, Brother Lanny last week was talking about how sometimes after a spiritual mountaintop high, you face a valley, a low, right? Satan comes against us and begins to cause doubt and discouragement. And has anybody experienced that this week? Nobody wants to put their hand up. Okay. Well, good. All right. Well, a few of you will say, yeah. That's natural. And what I want to look at this morning is, what do we do in the valley? What do we do when we're in, specifically here, we're going to talk in a good deal about what is the Valley of Baca. What do we do in the Valley of Baca? But before we get there, I want to give you a little bit of background on this psalm. This psalm was written by the sons of Korah. And who the sons of Korah were is they were Levites, but they weren't of the different Levites had different clans, the tribe of Levi. This clan of Korah was made up of those who were actually the doorkeepers of the temple. You could say they were the janitors of the temple. Made sure that the temple was clean, and they took care of the grounds. They were also the musicians. Some of them were the musicians in the temple. And so they were well familiar with going up to Jerusalem year after year. And what this psalm describes is that process of going up to Jerusalem. You see, in Israel, everybody, when they would talk about going up to a feast or going to Jerusalem, it didn't matter from which direction they came, they always said that they went up to Jerusalem. Now, there's two reasons for that. One of them is that Jerusalem is set on a hill. So you did literally go up. But they also said that because that's where God had said that he dwelled among them, okay? So they were going up to meet the Lord. And here, in this psalm, they wrote this psalm to describe the process and the anticipation of going to be with God. The writers of this psalm, as we see in the first portion, they knew their God. They wanted to be in the presence of their God. And that affected how they lived their life in this world. That's what we're going to see today. So, if you will look with me back in verse 1, we're going to find that these men and women, these pilgrims, that's what they are describing, they're on a pilgrimage to go to praise the Lord in the temple. They're pilgrims that have a unique purpose. And they know their unique purpose. Look at verses 1 through 4 again. It says, "How lovely, how amicable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." Now, as they would go up to Jerusalem, here's what it might look like. Kind of get this picture in your mind. As they would come up, it would be mountains, much like the mountains around here. They're very rocky, very hilly, very, very steep, up and down, rolling mountains. And as they would come around the bend, can you picture that they come around the final bend, cross the final mountain, and they begin to look ahead and they see Jerusalem laid out before them, okay? And what do they see first? They see the temple rising in the middle of Jerusalem. And there the temple in all its splendor, it's white with white columns. And at the top of the columns, there's gold at the top and the base of the columns. And as the sun shines on it, it's just like a wonder to behold. They're situated in the middle of Jerusalem. This beautiful dwelling place. This beautiful tabernacle of God. Can you picture that? You've seen a picture of the temple, right? You got that in your mind's eye?